And they had spent considerable time when they were just podcasters, you know, leading up to the 2024 campaign, telling their audience that there was something going on with Epstein, that the people in charge were participating in a cover-up, and they were essentially accusing the ruling class of protecting this cabal of pedophiles. But then they become the ruling class, and suddenly they're in charge of whether to be transparent or not. And for both of them, I think it was quite a jarring experience because they had been heroes to the MAGA base, and now the fury of MAGA was turning against them. And what we've learned in our reporting for the book is Trump himself was intensely frustrated because he's so used to telling the base, here's what you should think, here's where you should go, here's what you should do, whatever. Epstein was sort of the most profound issue we've seen where the base just didn't listen to him. They refused to go along with his marching orders. And we obtained some secret memos that the Trump's key pollster, Tony Fabrizio, had put together that showed that even this year, the Epstein issue was weighing them down politically, very substantially.